Okay, cosmology. Just a proposal for the understanding, tying things together, and well, you got these atoms, and you got the molecules, and you got the cells in our bodies, and but then from the other side, you have the concept of virtual creation of some sort. So it's an energy. Resting in a mind and intelligence that is completely beyond our comprehension. That much we can deduce, or whatever you call it, from the fact, as I would say, established, or if at least accepted as established by the quantum physicist, that consciousness mind is fundamental in the Bohmian version, that there is an information structure behind there. And we just need to look, gather the information we have been able to extract from this world we are in, these bodies we are in, built of these ultra sophisticated cells, and this system, the nervous system, and this and that, immune system, defense system, on that super small level, and then up to larger structures, organs, skeleton, and so on. Now you could, if you see any what we call atoms, that is just a concept, an abstraction, we can refrain from speculating about what actually is and just talk about some form of energy. That where in this structure is established somehow or other. And if you can only accept that there is intelligence acting, establishing this, of course, then, given the complexity and extreme sophistication, this system that it is this world, that intelligence is unfathomable. And even at that point, we tiny little humans have to again face that issue of a supreme, or at least superior, vastly superior being, that we are not by any means on top of the pile here. We have to first of all give that up. and give up that connected idea that there can't be any higher intelligence behind this existence, and thus it just assembled itself out of chance. Because this is such a ridiculous, unscientific idea that basically should be an embarrassment to any scientific, rigorous person. So it's a myth that has been created and upheld, and it's time to rise above that. So this is what we have: a superstructure, super intelligent, super sophisticated, that goes from subtle to gross, where the gross forms, those that we call gross because they affect our senses in very strong and definite ways. The light, the sound, the touch, and so on. And are more powerful than us. Ultimately, we, our bodies and all of this, even our own creations, disintegrate. And there's nothing we can do about that. So it's a very, very powerful energy or agent behind this. That much we can deduce just by looking at this world. Now, if we look at it from the Puranic point of view, and this can all be visualized with graphics, that's really what we have. That this world is manifested from an energy which is more of a medium where images are created, upheld, and then dispersed. And this is all described as a dream of God that we are then inside, dreaming our own little parts of the dream too. And that the physical world that we call it, which is called Virat in Sanskrit, or Vishva, is upheld, resting in the mind, you could say, of consciousness, a desire of Vishnu, Kshirdakshaya Vishnu, sometimes also called the Super Soul. So here we have that superior intelligence that we can detect if we are open-minded enough by just looking at this world through science, and which quantum physics did. And other agents, other levels of that manifestation, such as Brahma and so on. So here somewhere a picture starts to emerge, one that we can maybe one day draw as a comprehensive model that ties together all the knowledge we have into a solid working factual worldview.